out of spiritual death. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 13. Indeed, it must be so. Those who receive life from the dead are sure to recognize the hand of the Lord in such a resurrection. This is the greatest and most remarkable of all changes that a man can undergo, to be brought out of the grave of spiritual death and made to rejoice in the light and liberty of spiritual life. None could work this but the living God, the Lord and giver of life. Ah me, how well do I remember when I was lying in the valley full of dry bones, as dry as any of them. Blessed was the day when free and sovereign grace sent the man of God to prophesy upon me. Glory be to God for the stirring which that word of faith caused among the dry bones. More blessed still was that heavenly breath from the four winds which made me live. Now know I the quickening spirit of the ever-living Jehovah. Truly Jehovah is the living God, for he made me live. My new life, even in its pinings and sorrowings, is clear proof to me that the Lord can kill and make alive. He is the only God. He is all that is great, gracious, and glorious, and my quickened soul adores him as the great I Am. All glory be unto his sacred name. As long as I live, I will praise him.